Welcome back to today's Laylee Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS, talking with the Indianola Girls golf team here today, the Little Hawkeye Conference champion Indianola Girls golfers, who are?
Cameron Overton.
Amelia Morlock.
Reese Lucas.
Thoughts coming into today, Indianola was in first place, then you get to have it on the home course.
So the home course really helped out. I mean, we know it better than any team here. I think most of us played during the weekend, so we kind of knew the layout better than anybody, so I think that made us a bit more comfortable.
I think coming into the home course definitely helped us a lot because, like Reese said, we've all played it so many times and we know what we're doing. Also, having those two previous wins in the conference in a way kind of secured that third one for us, so I think we had some confidence coming into today.
Yeah, as Amelia said, I think the two wins under our belt definitely helped out. Just let everyone, you know, play loose and just show what we can do, especially on our home course, knowing, like Reese said, the layout and, you know, pin locations weren't too bad today. I think we were all pretty comfortable with just what we had ahead of us, and I think we had a lot of confidence, and it showed with our result. Yeah.
Something Coach and I have talked about during our Coach's Corner interviews was last year was such a young team. A lot more confidence, a lot more golf under you. The difference between last year and this year?
Yeah, I think, again, like the confidence aspect, you know, last year we were pretty surprised, I think, when we won that conference tournament. And coming in this year, we knew what we were capable of, had a lot of the same golfers with no seniors last year. So I think the ability to come in and show what we can do after, you know, having 2-3 years of high school golf under our belt really helped out.
Yeah, so last year we had no seniors, so we have the same top five as we did last year. And all of us playing together and knowing what we can do, especially winning the conference last year, I think has really developed that confidence. And now throughout the season, we've been winning like these big invitationals too, and I think that has shown us what we're capable of in the postseason too.
So, like they said, we had no seniors. So playing together and kind of strengthening the way we play with each other was able to help out. And our top five this year are still going to be the same next year. So that gives us another year to strengthen out our relationships with each other and kind of push each other to shoot better. We all improved this year. So
postseason, I know last year fell just short. Coach said wasn't just our best day on the course. How do we want to fix that this year? How do we want to go out and have and peak at the right time and have that best day?
So last year with winning conference, like Cam said, that kind of surprised all of us. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to continue kind of that winning streak that we kind of just fell just short. But now this year, I think we have a lot more confidence and we're much more comfortable heading into something so big.
So last year at our regional meet, we kind of had some unfortunate circumstances. Rita wasn't with us that day, which is no excuse, but it definitely threw us off because we're all so close to her. And then coming into this year, we're all, as you said, a year older. We're all juniors and are more aware of the golf that we can play. And so I think going into that regional meet, we all see the other teams and how they're doing, and we're right up there with them. So I think we've got a good shot at state this year.
I think we all, you know, after we've been in that situation once and falling short, will definitely push us to, you know, play our best golf when needed, for sure.
Talking with the trio of Indianola girls golfers, Cameron Overton, Amelia Morlock, and Reese Lucas. Coach always says, I try to get as big of a variety of courses for the team to help them be able to get every situation they can and just get a lot of experience. How have you experienced that? Do you feel like you are surprised by anything or like the series of different courses that you're seeing?
Yeah, so we've played a lot of different courses throughout the season, and I think it'll set us up perfectly for a course I don't think any of us have played for our regional meet pairings. And I think just the preseason has definitely prepared us for the next few meets coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually haven't played any nine-hole meets this year, and which I think has helped us. That stamina, getting through 18 holes, not just physically but also mentally, is really hard. And not having played any nine-hole meets, again, has boosted our confidence with that whole 18 holes. And we've played a lot of courses this year that we haven't played or don't get to play very often. And so going into Gardner in our regional pairing, I think we should be able to play even without playing it before.
Like they said, with playing so many courses, it allows us to adjust to them differently. So, like, none is the same every time. whether it's a fast green or slow green, or it has a lot of trees, a lot of out of bounds, we've played courses with all of those things. So it's definitely like, it's not going to be, well, it'll be something new, but nothing we haven't like taken on before.
Team dynamic this year. You've all been able to grow up with each other a little bit, been on the team for a couple of years now. How are we enjoying kind of the teamwork and camaraderie within the group?
I'm glad that this is the team I had, or I have, and that we've had for the past 2-3 years now. And like I said, we still have another year to go. So it definitely gives us time to, like I said, strengthen the bond between each other and just the way we play.
Yeah, I think we're all really close. Some of us are really close outside of golf too, and then some of us are just become friends during golf season, which is also great. And I think that having these past 3 years, basically our roster has been the same, so it's allowed us to grow up together, and it's crazy that we're going to be seniors next year, but one more year, and I think that'll help our bond grow.
Yeah, I think the last 3 years have been definitely a learning curve, lots of new friendships and bonds, especially with like even coaches and having seniors leave, new people come in. But I think this year has shown a lot with our just growth and improvement throughout the season. And then I'm also excited to see what we can do next year.
Once again, that was Indianola Girls Golfers, the Little Hawkeye Conference champions here today, Cameron Overton, Amelia Morlock, and Reese Lucas. We'll have more after this on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.